Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past month, there have been multiple signs of a looming crisis over the U.S. and world economies. Highly unusual financial developments Friday last week, in conjunction with the release of the monthly jobs report, tend to confirm that fear. The jobs report was released at 8:30 a.m. Immediately, U.S. stock prices declined. Within 1 minute, gold was up $10. Then, as has happened repeatedly for several years, a major effort to suppress the price of gold hit the market. In the 2 minute period from 8:31 to 8:33, more than 1.7 million ounces of gold contracts were sold short on the New York Comex Exchange. The amount equals about 2% of annual worldwide new mine production. This dumping of paper gold contracts did not suddenly occur in reaction to the poor jobs report. It was prearranged. It takes more than a few seconds for anyone to hear the jobs report, decide to act, contact their broker, and execute a trade. This massive selling was arranged by parties with advanced knowledge of the report's contents, who knew the terrible news would spook the stock, bond, and U.S. dollar markets. So, who has advance access to the contents of these secret government reports? The answer is top officials in the U.S. government and anyone else with whom they share this information. This likely includes primary trading partners of the U.S. government and cooperating central banks. The dollar quickly regained a slight amount of what it had fallen over the past 3 months. Gold and silver prices also retreated, as intended by those who arranged for this blatant market manipulation. In years past, such a large sale of paper contracts would quickly knock down the gold price 10%. It would take months for prices to recover. Last Friday, however, the COMEX gold price at the close was a measly $2 lower than it was a week earlier. Even though gold and silver prices fell slightly earlier this week, the failure of this manipulation of gold and silver markets leads me to expect significant price increases over the next few months. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.